Folks, it's head coach Dan Da Silva. When you finally got a goal on their goaltender, who was brilliant tonight, it seemed to really turn the tide of the game and the mood of the game, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. We were talking on the bench that we were looking for that positive play that would kind of get us going, right? And obviously the goal was a big one. The penalty kill prior to that was also a big one, getting that kill. And then the goal was huge. So we just needed a spark. Sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a back check, sometimes it's a big save, whatever it may be. But we needed a spark, and the goal really seemed to get us going.
About the only mistake their goaltender made was on the Molendijk goal. He just didn't quite squeeze up against the post. But, boy, is it nice to have Tanner Molendijk back.
Who? Yeah, no, he was just having fun out there, right? He's making it look pretty easy. It's great to have him back. He's a huge attribute to our team and just makes us so much better. And, obviously the goal is a great play by him. I'm sure Cowan would possibly like to have that back, but, I mean, he played great. He's a heck of a goalie.
Do you venture a guess as to how much time Tanner played tonight?
I ran the D for the last couple of years, so I have a pretty good idea. And in his mind, it probably still wasn't enough, but he could play, all 60 minutes really if he had to. But I bet you he was
25.
I was gonna say 26.
26.
Somewhere in that area.
Okay, Adam.
Yeah, with Tanner, will you ever get used to the fact that he can go in forecheck and you're kind of like, geez, they're gonna have a 2-on-1 back the other way, and then he catches a guy by the red line, like. So you have to coach him differently, but just something to get used to and just use his speed kind
of. Yeah, Tanner's got a bit of a longer leash than some guys do, just, based on his ability to, get back. If he does make mistakes, he's got the speed to catch the guys on the back check. So just a special talent, man. We're lucky to have him, that's for sure.
You guys allow 15 shots in the first period and then 6 the rest of the game, just 1 in the third period. Just what maybe changed? I mean, a lot of desperate defense out there too.
I think, first and foremost, our goalie coach, Jeff Harvey, thinks it's a little bit more than the 6 shots that were had. He's always sticking up for his goalies and making sure they get their save percentage bumped up. But, we have guys here that are really good defenders and committed to Blades hockey that, whatever it takes, defense first type of mentality. And I don't know, I just felt we were out of sync for the first half of the game. And then we kind of got our feet underneath us and started playing the way we expect to play for the last half of the game.
Explain, you get the power play with 80 seconds left, you're up 2-1, and it was basically a game of keep away. That's kind of the way you wanted it to be, rather than going all out trying to score an insurance goal.
Yeah, that's right. At that time, we threw Tanner, Molendijk, and Graydon Seatman out there. Typically, we have 1D on each unit, but... we felt that it was important to put 2 out with a minute left in the game and having a power play. And that is the mentality. Like, don't force anything that's not there. We don't need to give up any odd man situations coming back towards our end. Obviously, they're going to be looking to go and try and create a scoring opportunity for themselves. So, it's basically just a game of keep away. And if you get a good look, then take it. We did have a couple of good looks, actually, in the end. And we also had a couple of close calls on turnovers. So we need to be – that's an area of improvement for sure, and we need to tighten up.
You play Moose Jaw tomorrow. I guess nothing more needs to be said about playing against the Warriors, although it's really 2 different teams compared to last year.
It is, yeah. That rivalry is always going to be there, whether it's last year or this year. It's always fun playing against the Warriors. So we'll be up for it. We definitely want to avenge last year's loss. Like you said, it is 2 different teams for the most part, but those are big games, and we're definitely excited to have them here. And hopefully we'll be even better tomorrow night than we were tonight.
Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, Les.
Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us.